I had no idea that this was a thing, but it is and has been for quite some time.
Yeah, for 40 years, you can buy, or you could have bought, bagged milk at Quick Trip, which was the first time that I ever saw bagged milk was at a Quick Trip. I've lived here 10 years now. I remember going to my very first Quick Trip with Mr. D and like really going. You know, I've been to a Quick Trip before, but this was, I was really going.
Deep
I was
dive
in
those aisles.
Really
and
in.
See everything right. that they offer, which,
exactly.
Which is a lot. I could fuel my whole household, which is just me, on Quick Trip.
You can.
Me.
You can. So I remember walking by it and I... What is it about a bag full of liquid also that you have to poke? Because I poked it. I was like, poke, poke. Bagged. And I lifted it up and I showed it to him. And I said, bagged milk? And he said, yeah, of course. And I was like, of course. But that was the first time that I had ever seen it. And it is a product that Quick Trip has been carrying for 40 years. But because people's needs have changed, the demand for bagged milk isn't what it used to be. So, you know, they're parting ways with the product.
And what needs and changes are those exactly? Because bagged milk seems like such an inferior delivery device to our environmentally unfriendly plastic milk jug when it comes to pouring or cooking or whatever you're doing, baking, whatever you're doing with milk. How do you I've been a Quick Trip, I don't know how many times, Mandy, my Quick Trip app can tell me because it tracks your visits every time you scan. It's been a lot. I've never noticed bagged milk.
What?
Let alone... Even knew what it would look like, but I'm just milk in a plastic bag, right?
Milk in a bag.
And I'm looking at pictures of people putting it into another jug at home and then pouring it out of that jug. So why not take it? Why not just buy the one and again in the jug and do it that way? Bag milk probably cheaper, maybe cheaper in the plastic bag to produce and sell versus a plastic mug.
I wonder if it was
jug.
Back in the day when people were using glass. Pitchers and maybe refilling the pitcher with the milk and then putting it just open in the refrigerator so it was cheaper and more environmentally friendly to get a bag of milk and just dump it into your reusable pitcher. Now we're very give it to me now. I want it as easy as possible. I don't have time to wash any dishes. Give me something I can just throw away when I'm done with it.
Yes,
so
right.
Life's different.
Right, but I've been alive for all of those 40 years that they've carried bagged milk, and I never in my lifetime ever remember growing up or anywhere someone offering me milk in a bag.
Is it a whiskey?
Never. And coming to my grandparents' house and we're seeing
some bagged milk.
No one's ever offered me bagged milk. I've never seen it in anyone's home.
Do you feel slighted by that?
No, I'm just taken aback that I didn't realize this was a thing.
Well,
this is a thing.
I'm not sure that you would just store it in your refrigerator in the bag. I feel like you would transpose it to another container. So someone wouldn't offer you bagged milk because they would have already put it in a different container. So they wouldn't be like, hey, I got this bag of milk. Want to stick a straw in it?
Let's welcome Julie in Milwaukee. Hi, Julie. Talk to me about bagged milk.
Okay, my brother and his wife have done bagged milk forever. And they actually have a special pitcher you can buy where you just clip the corner of the bag and you put the whole bag in the pitcher.
Right. You reuse the pitcher.
And it holds it in there. And when it's empty, you just take it out and put a new one in. And you don't even have to wash the pitcher.
Okay. That's actually a really good idea. So the pitcher contains the bag as well. And then you don't have to wash anything. You just throw away the little bag. Okay. See, I didn't know about that. Maybe I would have been on bagged milk.
Yeah, that environmentally, it makes a lot of sense. Probably we should have been doing this more.
Why aren't we doing bagged milk?
Because it's all about convenience. People want to save garbage and stuff. They don't really want to, not when it inconveniences you. Now I got to place the bag in my own pitcher and pour my milk out of that.
I have to cut it myself.
When I could just pour milk out of a carton and just throw that away in my landfill, that's way easier.
Sure. It's also a lot cheaper than carton milk.
Well, yeah. And
I think that's why they... originally did that, you know.
That's what I speculated and reading about, Julie, that yes, that obviously the cost of a bag is cheaper than plastic cartons, and therefore the economics of it makes sense in that regard.
What is the going rate for a bag of milk today versus a gallon of milk that I would buy in a plastic jugular?
I have absolutely no idea.
Well, you said you were doing your research, Bourne.
I don't know about price points.
Oh, okay.
I've never even seen one.
Okay.
You say they're in Quick Trip. They're not going to be in Quick Trip anymore. But I never even knew to look for it or had it even catch my eye.
You better go in there before it's gone. I noticed it immediately when I did a deep dive.
Thanks for the phone call, Julie. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go to Patrick in Brookfield. Patrick, you big bagged milk drinker?
You know, back when I was a kid, I was, because the commercial and schools all have commercial bagged milk dispensers and coolers. So, like in a school, they'll have the milk delivered in bags, and they put it in the single dispense cooler. Same thing with, like, restaurants like the Old Country Buffet and stuff. They've got big machines, but they keep it cool. You just dispense it all day.
Okay, but it makes more sense to me out of a dispenser situation, because then you're pouring it into cups or whatever, but households don't have dispensers, you know?
Yeah, I've lived in Wisconsin my whole life. I actually used to work on a dairy farm. I've milked many cows, but I've never seen anybody that had bagged milk inside their fridge.
Okay,
unless you had a dispenser, makes no sense.
Like personal bagged milk.
There you go. See, and Pat, who's a dairy farmer,
right?
He's
milked cows.
Corroborating that, I've never seen anybody with bagged milk.
Yeah.
Unless it's in a different dispensing device, as you talked about earlier.
Exactly.
Mandy.
Yeah. To take one plastic and dump it into a plastic jug to save a plastic jug instead of a bag. I don't get it.
Patrick, last question for you. How often did you just drink milk straight from the teat? Just a quick little shoop, shoop right in there.
That was more for the kitties. You could squirt those out and the cats would come and grab it. But
you got a cat problem
now. You got your head way down by the hooves in order to get right out of the teat. So we certainly had it after it came out of the tank. But, yeah, you don't want to put your head down there. Barns are dirty.
So it's very hooves and not hooves.
Manny and I struggle with hooves versus hooves, but I think it's hooves.
You know, plural form.
If you take one of those to the head, it doesn't really matter what you call it.
All right, Patrick, thank you.
Never find out. Thank you, Patrick.